House will come to order. Please stand for the flag salute, which this morning we read by, led by Representative Comp.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This morning's opening ceremony will be presented by Pastor Richard Yardley, Columbia View Community Church, Irigon. Pastor Yardley is a guest today of Representative Craig Smith.
Father God, Lord, as these men and women have gathered here in this house, Father, I would pray that you would give them incredible wisdom on the decisions, the hard decisions that lie before them. Father God, I would pray that you would just encourage them in the decisions, the judgments that they have to make. Father God, I would also pray and ask that you would give them peace about their decisions. Father, we are in uncertain and changing times. And Father, we need all of the guidance that we can get. And Father, this morning we come to you and we ask God that you would truly guide our thoughts. Help us with our decision-making process. Father, we lift you up. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Courtesies. Representative Greg Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, colleagues, it's my pleasure to introduce to you Pastor Rick Yardley here on the side aisle and his beautiful wife, Joan. They come to you from the Columbia View Community Church in Irigon, where my wife was raised. And I have to tell you, Pastor Rick, as we call him, is Mr. Irigon. He has done so much for the community, reaching out to the needy, reaching out to the poor, reaching out to our youth, and reaching out to the elderly. He served at the Columbia View Community Church for the last 7 years. And during those 7 years, he has simply made Irigon a better place to live. Pastor Rick has one daughter and two grandchildren. And like he, they also show their commitment to Irigon by living there. He's worked many jobs over his life. However, he felt the need to follow his calling to the ministry. And that has brought him to Irigon. Colleagues, will you please join me in extending courtesies to Pastor Rick Yardley of Irigon, Oregon.
Welcome to the chamber, Pastor Yardley. Further courtesies. Representative Holvey, do you have our history minute?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This sesquicentennial history minute is from the Oregon Historical Society's online educational resources, the Oregon History Project, and the Oregon Time Web. This is about music in our schools month, and this month we're featuring Yat Sing Music Club. The Yat Sing Music Club has been performing Cantonese opera in Portland since World War II. During the 1990s, several artists from the club participated in the Traditional Arts Apprenticeship Program of the Oregon Historical Society Folklife Program. The club meets to rehearse Cantonese opera in Portland's Old Town, Chinatown, on a weekly basis. The Yat Sing Music Club was founded in 1941 by Chinese immigrants who used their musical talents to raise money for China's defense against the Japanese. After the war, the group continued to meet, and many of its original members still play with the group. Today, the club is regularly called upon by the Chinese community to perform at social functions like weddings and dedications. On a Monday evening, you may find the Yat Sing Music Club warming up in a Chinatown restaurant. Most members are restaurant workers who learned in China to play the butterfly harp, the hammer dulcimer, violin, and the pipei for traditional Cantonese opera. The club's traditions have reshaped to accommodate a new generation of bicultural Chinese America in Oregon.
Further courtesies, Representative Buckley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I'm delighted to have two honorary pages from Ashland Middle School joining us here today. Elena Topo, would you please stand up, Elena? Elena is here from Ashland Middle School. She's 12 years old in the 7th grade. She is active in the garden club, doing community service, tap dancing, plays a cello in the orchestra, and would like to be a doctor or work with animals or debate. Thank you for being here, Elena. I hope you have a great day. Also with us is Noah Wertheiser-Kent. Noah, would you stand up? It's great to have you here. Noah is a 13-year-older in 7th grade at Ashland Middle School. His activities and interests include theater, science, orchestra, and gardening club. He would like to attend a law school and work for the national government. Great to have you here, Noah. Hope you have a great day at the Capitol. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Before I introduce my very special honorary page, just a personal word, if I could, Mr. Speaker, as I look at our agenda and the weight of business here, I just want to compliment you for being chosen today to handle this schedule. And I think our real speaker, if I might call him that, has placed his confidence quite well in your abilities.
Thank you, Representative Gill. I'm sure that the leadership chose me and the schedule because they match so nicely.
Yeah. So, on to weighty business, but one that I'm very pleased to conduct. Josiah Hall is here from my district. Josiah, stand up. Josiah is not only an honorary page from my district, but he's my neighbor. And Josiah just is a couple of blocks from me, and I've gotten to know Josiah and his family. And I'm very pleased that he's here. He's homeschooled. He's going to have lunch with me, which is worth several points at home. And his interests are reading, acting, and Legos. And his career goal is to be an author. And I'm hoping to instill in him the possibility of public service, because I think he would be great. So, Josiah, welcome.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank our pages today for their service to the House of Representatives and wish them a profitable day in the Capitol today. Further courtesies, Representative Boone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I don't see them here yet today, but I do have 64 students from the Stuckey Valley High School on their second try to get to the Capitol this session. They were iced out the last time, so when they do come, please wave at them and welcome them to the session. Thank you.
Representative Thatcher.
Thank you. I want to introduce my Monday intern. I'm going to make her stand up. This is the beautiful Anna Bayeva. She moved here from Russia, the southern part of Russia. It's still technically Russia. It's across from Turkey. 8 years ago, when she was a teenager, didn't know much English. She learned it. She speaks it perfectly. I would never guess that she ever had not been brought up knowing English. But she wants to go. She's studying at Willamette. Appropriately, she's studying international studies and politics. So please give her a big welcome.
Further courtesies? Colleagues, I would like to appreciate your extending courtesies today to one of my constituents, Mrs. Erna Yeo from Dallas, seated at my desk in the front here. Erna is not only one of my favorite constituents, she's also my favorite mother-in-law. And she's accompanied today by my wife, who's sitting in the side aisle. Further courtesies, Representative Widener.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and follow up on representative from the Christmas Tree District. I imagine you got a short schedule for a short speaker. So,
thank you, Representative Widener.
If you look up in the side aisle, coming in right now, are some members that are down here, or friends of the state of Oregon. And wow, maybe they should have went into the gallery because there's a lot of them still filing through. But it's the National Animal Interest Alliance. The people that are walking in, they proudly represent a variety of animal interests, including organized dog, cat, and bird enthusiasts, 85 Oregon AKC Kennel Clubs, trainers, breeders, agriculture, research scientists, veterinarians, wildlife biologists, hunters, farmers, fishermen, and pet owners across America. I would like to thank them all for being here today, and I would like to thank Patty Strand, who is their national director, and Christine Phillips is their executive director. And I wish everybody would give them a warm welcome as they're around the Capitol today visiting people. And everybody, I'd appreciate it if you take time to meet and chat with them.
Welcome to your Capitol today. I hope you have a very productive visit. Further courtesies, Representative Gelser.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Colleagues, I've noticed up in the side aisle one of my constituents, Sue Psyas, is here. Welcome to your state capitol, and welcome to the capitol from Corvallis.
Welcome. Further courtesies. Seeing none, verification of the quorum. The clerk will open the voting system to determine the presence of a quorum. Quorum is present. Representative Shields is excused. Messages from the governor.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the governor to inform you that he has approved to sign the following bill, House Bill 2562.
Messages from the Senate.
Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the president to inform you that the Senate has passed Senate Bill 561. Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the president to inform you that the Senate has that he has signed Senate Bill 271, H.C.R. 3, House Bill 2045, 2065, 2170, 2195, and 2197. Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform you that he has signed House Bill 2061, 2336. Mr. Speaker, I'm directed by the President to inform you that he has signed S.C.R. 4, Senate Bill 394 and 395.
First reading, memorials and resolutions. Standing committee reports. The committee report file has been distributed. Special committee reports. Propositions and motions. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 3467, lead to electric utilities and declaring an emergency.
The bill read for the first time is passed to the Speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of bills.
House Bill 2212, relating to State Department of Agriculture control methods and appropriate money. House Bill 2304, relating to corporate mergers. House Bill 2325, relating to personal injury protection benefits. House Bill 2331, relating to driving while under the influence of toxins diversion. House Bill 2414, relating to elections. House Bill 2529, relating to crimes involving animals. House Bill 2623, relating to prison education programs. House Bill 2641, relating to online sexual corruption of a child. House Bill 2731, relating to prequalifications for public contracts. House Bill 2762, relating to United States Armed Services and declaring an emergency. House Bill 2827, relating to child abuse. House Bill 3234, relating to clinical laboratories.
Bills read for the second time are passed to the third reading. Consent calendar. The clerk will read the bill in a short summary.
House Bill 2123, relating to workload capacity in human service agencies, requires the Department of Human Services to report to Legislative Assembly on staff workload and staffing needs.
The question now arises on third reading and final passage of House Bill 2123A. Those who are of the opinion that the bill should pass will vote aye, and those opposed, no. The clerk will open the voting system. Okay. Representative Barton. Representative Barton votes aye. House Bill 2123A, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Third reading of House bills. Final reading, memorials and resolutions. Bills, reports, and other business lying on the table. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 561, relating to conflict of laws.
The bill read for the first time is passed to the Speaker's desk for referral. Second reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 40, relating to surplus revenue refunds. Senate Bill 328, relating to unlawful collection practices.
Bills read for the second time are passed to third reading. Third reading of Senate bills. Other business of the House. Other business, Senate. The orders of the day have been completed. Are there announcements? Representative Nolan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Democrats, we will caucus immediately following the floor. Please join me in the caucus.
Further announcements? Effective March 27th, the Speaker is closing the Environment and Water Subcommittee on Water Resources. Further announcements? Representative Maurer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans will caucus immediately after a floor session.
Further announcements? Remonstrances? Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and due to your request to elongate your time as Speaker, I will do the remonstrance as you requested. Colleagues, we enjoy having our honorary pages here today. I introduced one, but I wanted to bring to your attention something that happened a few weeks ago. I won't say the city, but we had a city where a number of us were representing the same city, and I had some of those honorary pages that I introduced, and then the problem kind of came up with the representative from Boring, where he also had some of those pages. And I observed him, I guess the word is schmoozing the honorary pages, and giving them each, you know, his personal card, even though he knew darn well that a number of them were my constituents. And a disturbing email came to my attention. I just wanted to bring it to the body's attention. I believe this to be accurate and real. Dear Representative, I know we can't say his name, but it's the representative from Boring. My name is, and again, Mr. Speaker, I'll protect the innocent children that come on our care. My name is blank. Yesterday, you gave a lot of kids your cards. I am the boy who wants to be something. I had a great time yesterday, and this is the part that hurts, Mr. Speaker, and you are my favorite. I wish I had you and not Vic something. And you said that we can ask you some questions. Well, I'm going to take you up on it. My first one is, how did you get to District Boring? Next one is, why a representative and not something a little more interesting? And I saw that you're very young. So my question is, do you think the other representatives think you as a threat or a rookie? And my last question is, this is verbatim, Mr. Speaker, and my last question is, are you a Democrat or a Republican? And one more comment I have, total convincing myself that I can become something because I like to talk like you. I have a lot of talent like you. But I can't talk in front of a camera, and I bet you are great in front of the camera. So I would like some advice. Would love it if you can email me back as soon as possible. Signed, this innocent student. Mr. Speaker, something needs to be done. Thank you.
I'm sure this body concurs, Representative. Further remonstrances? Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is more kind of inclined as just giving an awareness of the students up above here in the top balcony. There's a number of them from North Albany Elementary. They're here visiting today, fourth and fifth graders, if you'd welcome them.
Welcome to your capital. Further remonstrances? Adjournment. Representative Jensen, 10:15 a.m., Tuesday, March 31st, 2009.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn until 10:15 a.m., Tuesday, March 31st, 2009.
Representative Jensen moves the House adjourn until 10:15 a.m., Tuesday, March 31st, 2009. Without objection, the House is adjourned.